USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
The Cincinnati Bengals will play the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 56 on February 13th. USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.